Hello, this is Alex.
Hi, Alex. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Sorry, I know you just called in and she had trouble transferring it because I was on the other line, so I apologize for that. So,
that's okay.
Yeah, but I just wanted to follow up regarding the account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even have it right now. And, yeah, that first month on this, on Local Splash,
yes.
Really, it was like, I mean, stuff still ain't ready on there. You know what I mean? I mean, it's still, I'm still not happy with it.
Well, I want to explain a couple things. Number one, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 24th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time if that was your intention, because come July 24th, that would reoccur to $598, and that continues to do so until this settles. Also, it says in the terms that first page placement on Google does take 30 to 45 days. So I always tell people that, you know, of course you're going to see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. Okay,
you
so with that.
You guys should really, like, because since we're developing it the first month, you guys should credit your customers a month at least, or prorate half a month for it just taking so long to get ready. And mine ain't ready. Still ain't ready.
It's looking like the everything is ready. The Google listing actually was verified. Let me see here.
Yeah, but there's pictures and stuff on there that I need to get updated. So those pictures are no good. No bueno. And
okay.
The logo, I still haven't. I still gotta, maybe you guys can give me a call so you can figure out the logo thing and all that, but is there anyone
sure.
Who can credit me a month on the
we
bill?
Can't,
I mean,
we can't credit you a month on the bill, but let me give you some options, Alejandro, or Alex, you go by, I'm sorry, but just
it's
let me
okay.
give you some
it's
options
right.
that might help you. Number one, your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. I don't think you need those anymore now that the Google listing is verified. So if we took those off, that would lower that subscription to $199 as well as your past due amount, right? But also, what I can do is give you extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. So I can't do anything about the past due balance. That has to be collected because it's after the 24th. But you don't have to pay it today, okay? Let's say the $199 is a stretch today. Don't worry. Just get it done as soon as you can. And then what I can do is rather than your next billing being July 24th, I would push it out with an extra 2 weeks on the back end, which would give you till August 8th. And that,
can
that,
you give me
you
a
know,
month on? Can you push it out a month?
I can't push it out a month. But like I said, I'll give you I can't. The maximum is that they give me is 2 weeks. But, you know, yeah, but again, you know, if we take the Facebook ads off, that at least makes the subscription a little bit more affordable. Did you get anything from the Facebook ads this month as far as you know? Did you get, you know, some good responses? Because if so, you'd want to leave them on. But if not, I don't think it would hurt you at all to take them off.
No, Facebook ain't good. Facebook's no good. That's more for a different type of product. This is more for local customers, but it's handyman work. I mean, Facebook's for, like, selling stuff, you know, throughout the world, I guess. I mean, like a product, like shampoo or something. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a lot of local groups and community forums and moms groups. So Facebook is excellent for local too, right? But sometimes it's just hit or miss with the ads because, you know, some people
just gotta put it on there. I don't even think mine's on there, so.
Well, let me look at the dashboard. Give me a second here. I think it should be, but let me look. I'm going to see here. Oh, yeah, actually it is. It says that in the time that you've been with us, you've reached 2,705 potential clients, and you've had 28 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. So it looks like,
yeah,
you know, it, you did get some traction, but, you know, that's why
that's
I asked.
Yeah.
Well, that's why
I
asked.
I haven't got no calls, though. I haven't got no business, none.
Well, you will this month because of the fact that it's the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So even if you
call.
I'm going
to upgrade all this on my stuff. Can you have somebody call me so I can upgrade the pictures and all that?
We can. We can, but the technicians don't do any type of programming while an account is in a past due status. So what I would recommend is just work on getting the $199 payment up to speed first. And then once that pays, we can absolutely have someone from customer support call you that same day and assist you with your logo and updating photos and, you know, getting everything laid out exactly the way you want it, okay?
What about... Can I do it? Can I change the pictures on it? Because, I mean, it'll say shit.
So.
I mean, how am I supposed to get customers with a website like that? I don't know.
Well, what I would recommend is just, you know, hold off on it until the payment gets up to speed. Because if you go into the website and you start making revisions, you might accidentally tweak something that hurts your ranking. And then all of a sudden that sets you back another week or so as far as programming goes, right? So what I would do is probably hold off on that for now. But how much time do you need for the $199, do you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
As soon as I get it, I'll pay you guys. I mean, I got bills to pay at the end of the month.
I understand, Alex. No, definitely. So what I'll do then is I'll just put some notes in here that we talked. In the meantime, if you want to, you can send over all of the pictures that you want for updating to photos@localsplash.com. And that way they'll already be attached to your account so that as soon as the payment's up to speed, you know what I mean? They'll already be in the position where they can go in and update everything for you. So you can do that if you like, just in the meantime. The credit card that we have on file, it says suspected fraud. Is there another one that you'd like to update? And then that way, you know, when it does go through, we can start the updating on the pictures and photos and whatnot?
Nah, when I get the money, I'll call you guys.
Okay. So you have another card. It's just that there's no money on it, so there's no need to update it now, right?
Right.
That's what I thought. Okay. All right. No problem. So I'm so glad that we talked. And just for future reference, my extension is 777. My name is Tina. So if you ever were to call in through the local Splash toll-free number and you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I got another call, sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Bye. Have a good day.